BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Running to the King.
At first, Hushai didn't know if Absalom would follow his advice or Ahithophel's. So he decided to prepare David for the worst outcome. It was prearranged that two runners would deliver to David any communication from Hushai. So he gave a message to two priests. They had a servant girl who daily went outside the city walls as a part of her chores. The plan was she would deliver a message to two runners. The message said, "Run to the king and tell him, don't spend the night on this side of the Jordan River. Instead, cross over to the other side. If you don't, you and all your people will be destroyed." So the men started running towards David. Unfortunately, a boy saw the servant girl deliver her message. He immediately went and told Absalom what he had seen. Absalom sent guards to capture the two men. The runners came to a family who had a well in their courtyard. The man of the house helped them climb down into the well, and his wife placed a cover over it and scattered grain on top. When the guards arrived, they asked the woman, "Where are the two men who came here?" "Oh, they passed by and went towards the water." The guards hurried on and searched for the two runners, but weren't able to find them. Soon they gave up and returned to Jerusalem. After the guards were gone, the two men climbed out of the well and continued on their way. They found King David and said to him, "Get up immediately and cross the river." They then told him the advice Ahithophel had given. So David and all the people with him crossed the Jordan. By daybreak, they were safely across. They then traveled north until they came to the city of Mahanaim, which means two camps. They were met by a group of prominent leaders led by an 80-year-old man named Barzillai. The men said, "The people with you must be hungry, exhausted, and thirsty. We have brought you beds, basins, and pottery items." They had also brought wheat, barley, flour, roasted grain, beans, lentils, honey, curds, sheep, and cheese from the herd. So David and the people with him were welcomed into the city, and their needs were cared for. Later, after David won the battle against his son, he invited Barzillai to go back to Jerusalem with him. He said, "You have cared for me when I was in exile. Therefore, I will meet all your needs for the rest of your life." Barzillai said, "I am 80 years old. I can no longer enjoy the taste of food and drink. I can no longer hear when music is sung to me. My biggest desire is to die near where my parents were buried, so I can join them there. But my son Chimham wants to go with you. Take him and do what you think best." David then took Chimham and eventually gave him land in Bethlehem.
Come back next time to hear the third part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.